Their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella, Hannah and Grace with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the state government has announced a $54 million investment towards improvements at Toowoomba's Sessbrook Dam, which services more than 180,000 residents. The long-awaited mandatory upgrade to the Sessbrook Dam Safety Improvement Project will ensure the safety for the dam for downstream communities during major flooding events. The investment comprises roughly 20% of the council's estimated $266 million cost to complete the project. Minister for the Local Government and Water, Anne Lee, said the investment was part of the state government's commitment to deliver long-term water security across Queensland. Sessbrook Dam is a vital community asset. The state government's investment will help deliver the essential upgrades, Toowoomba North MP Trevor Watts said. Receivers have been appointed to the Anglican Diocese of North Queensland through a Supreme Court order after failing to find enough money to pay victims of child abuse. The National Redress Scheme requires participating institutions to compensate victims of historic abuse through a claims process. North Queensland Bishop Keith Joseph told ABC they would need to find about $8 million to pay victims of child sexual abuse. An application was made earlier this year to the court to appoint receivers to all its assets by financially restructuring the church. Bishop Keith Joseph said, "We want to acknowledge the harm done while upholding our moral and legal responsibilities."
In national news, the Australian share market has passed 9,000 index points, a historic peak in a recent string of good weeks. This benchmark has been reached in part due to decreasing interest rates and the anxiety surrounding Trump's trade war subsiding. However, analysts fear that these highs leave the stock market vulnerable to dramatic falls, especially when considering the possibility of a US recession. There's anywhere from 80 to 90% correlation of our market with the US market, stockbroker Marcus Padley said. If there is a market drop in the US, we'll inevitably follow suit. Astronomers have discovered what they have dubbed an ultra-massive black hole in a galaxy approximately 5 million light years away. The black hole has been labelled ultramassive because it appears to be 36 billion times the mass of our sun's solar system and thousands of times bigger than the supermassive black hole at the centre of the Milky Way. Astrophysicist Dr. Brad Tucker notes that the black hole was discovered in a relatively young galaxy. "We generally think as galaxies get bigger and older, so does the black hole," he said. "So usually you don't get that big of a black hole."
In international news, a Ukrainian drone has damaged and started a fire at one of Russia's biggest nuclear power plants and fuel export terminals. Alleged footage posted on a Russian Telegram account shows a drone flying into the fuel terminal before a ball of fire and a pillar of black smoke engulf the scene. The attack comes up the day that Ukraine celebrates independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. With reports of at least 95 drones being intercepted by Russian forces alongside the attack. For your weather today, Brisbane is slowly but surely warming up. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Take in.